Real Truth Daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. What was the purpose of the temple back in Jesus' day? And what is the purpose of churches today? They are very similar. And we're going to be answering that question or those questions here in just a few minutes. But to set it up, we understand that Jewish men made three pilgrimages to Jerusalem for three different festivals every year. What were they? The Festival of Tabernacles, the Festival of Weeks, and the Festival of Passover. And Passover was just beginning. So you have all these young men from all around the Mediterranean Sea, Jewish young men, descending on Jerusalem. Now, it just so happened that they needed to make sacrifices to the Lord in the temple. It used to be that these money changers and these merchants selling pigeons and other animals and exchanging money, and we'll talk about that here in a minute, would set up shop in the Mount of Olives. But gradually, as time went by, it was happening in the Gentilian courts of the temple. In other words, Gentiles that had converted to Judaism could not enter the temple proper, but there were temple courts for just the Gentiles to worship. It was in that place that these pigeons were being sold, animals were being sold, and money was being exchanged. It wasn't the purpose originally set and established by God for the Gentiles. And so they were turning it into a marketplace, right? And that's why Jesus gets so angry. Now we pick it up in Matthew chapter 21, verse 12. And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all those who sold and bought in the temple. And again, there's a picture of it right there as you take a look. This was in the Gentilian courts on the south side of the temple itself. And he, verse 12, and he overturned the tables of the money changers. What were the money changers? So people came to town with their own currency from their foreign place, right? And they had to exchange it in the temple courts, if you will, so that they could use currency that was endorsed by the Jews without any Caesar inscription on it, okay? So, but here's the problem. Those money changers charged an exorbitant fee. Ooh, we've heard about fees in banks. They charged an exorbitant fee to have the money exchanged. And Jesus said, of course, this isn't good. And then it says, so he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. A lot of the Jewish folks who descended on Jerusalem didn't have enough money to buy more expensive animals, and so they could sacrifice pigeons instead. Now, again, where was this supposed to take place? All this exchanging of money and selling of pigeons and the like, it was supposed to happen in the Mount of Olives. That's originally where it was taking place. Now they had changed the temple courts into a den of robbers, as Jesus said. Why did he say that, by the way? Because they were charging more than they should have, right? And the money changers, as we said before, were charging exorbitant fees. So Jesus gets upset and he says this in verse 13. It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you've made it a den of robbers. Jesus is saying the temple or places of worship, including the synagogue, is to be a house of prayer, not a place where money is exchanged, not a place of marketing, not a place of carrying out business. So in other words, this place had been turned into a place of marketing and business instead of a place of worship and prayer. Now, I asked the question at the beginning of this little presentation today, this little devotion, what is the church and what is a temple? It's not only a house of prayer, as Jesus indicated, but it's so much more than that. It's a place where we meet God. When you get up in the morning on Sunday morning, you can literally say, I am going to meet God. And what happens in worship when you go there? Well, you're fellowshipping with other Christians, for one thing, but also God is meeting you in that place. He's coming to you in the proclamation of the word and receiving of the sacrament, where you receive the bread and wine, yes, the body and blood of Christ, but also the word is being proclaimed. It's God's word. So God is meeting you in that place. And then what's your response when you go to church? You pray, you praise God through hymns and songs, and you adore God by lifting up your voices to the Lord. You're fellowshipping together with other Christians. This is why we go to church. God meeting us in this place and us responding to God with prayer and praise and thanksgiving. So this is what church is all about in a nutshell. And of course, in Jesus' day, the temple was changed into a marketplace, and Jesus obviously did not like that. Now, one final thing we have to say about this. This happened, as we said, probably on the Sunday evening or Monday of Holy Week. Now, remember, who were the ones who were responsible for the crucifixion of Jesus? Ultimately, it was the Jewish leaders. This did not help. So when Caiaphas and the other religious leaders had Jesus stand before them, they brought this up. Why did you do that to our temple? Why did you do that? So this was another mark against Jesus. Not only that he proclaimed himself to be the Son of God and the promised Messiah, but also that he did what he did to the temple during that week. Okay? So why do we go to church? We go to church to worship God. What happened with the temple? People were making it a marketplace, and Jesus said, this is not good. Go to church, meet the Lord there, receive the sacrament, receive the proclamation of the word of God. Lift up your arms in gratitude and praise to God for what he's done. Lift up your voices to him in songs of hymn and praise, and let him know just how incredible, how wonderful our God, the only God, really is when you go to a place of worship. So that is today's Daily Truth. Have a great day in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.